Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. For more than a decade, Irish-American musicians and dancers have teamed up for a special event celebrating all things Celtic. Irish Palooza takes place this weekend at Harlow's in Midtown Sacramento, featuring performances from the McKeever School of Dance and a couple of local bands, including Whiskey and Stitches and Stout Rebellion. James Wilson is the organizer of the annual Irish Celebration, and he stopped by the studio with Bobby Waller, the lead singer of Stout Rebellion, and Mike McCarrick with Whiskey and Stitches. Well, James, Bobby, Mike, thanks for stopping by the Insight Studio. Welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, appreciate the opportunity.
All right, James. So you organize Irish Palooza. I love the name. 12 years now. So yep. You have a following. What is it? How did this all get started?
Yeah. It started in 2011. In 2011, get out your calculators, I turned 50. And I decided it would be a good thing to get my Irish musical friends together and to celebrate that milestone birthday. And so we got Bobby and Stout Rebellion, Mike and Whiskey and Stitches, and the Pikeys at the time were the original bands in that. And we contacted Jerry Perry and arranged a show at Old Ironsides. And sometime in that planning process, Jerry goes, how would you like to play Harlow's? It's like, yes, please.
Yeah, and that was the first time we had played Harlow's.
Yeah, indeed it was. And so it was an open door. That everybody appreciated at the time.
Yeah.
And so the rest is history. Right?
That is awesome. I would imagine the fact that you came up with this idea 12 years ago, Irish culture must be pretty strong in Sacramento. You had an inkling that if you built it, they would come?
Something along those lines. Irish culture is something in my family. My parents came from Ireland, and I've played Irish music for quite a while, Oregon prior to Sacramento. And there's a pocket of Irish culture in Sacramento.
It's been here since the mining days. Yeah. My family came here in the late 1840s, and then went up to Grass Valley to work in the mines. So they had been here. There had been Irish bands in Sacramento before us back in the 80s, 70s, and 80s.
Wow. So it's one thing to be Irish. It's another thing to want to be a musician that plays Irish music. Did this all start at an early age for the three of you?
For me, it started playing when I was a teenager, and I had the opportunity to spend time in Ireland with aunts and uncles. And I, even though Irish music was in my house, my father played accordion, my mother sang a bit. I didn't get an inkling to play it until later. And I was in Ireland listening to a lot of traditional music, and I thought, hey, I could play a penny whistle. And so I got a book and a penny whistle and from Walton's Music in Dublin, as a matter of fact. And I just started at it, and I've been playing ever since, and that's a good few years ago.
How about you, Mike? You said your family goes back more than a century here in California.
My grandfather immigrated when he was three, snuck across the Canadian border with his mom and dad. And so I grew up from a baby listening to it, sitting on the, you know, the armrest in the Buick. Without a seatbelt, driving from
those were the days.
Yeah,
and or they were not the days. They should not have been the days.
I survived.
Yeah,
somehow
we all did.
But my grandpa would play the Chieftains and Christy Moore and the Dubliners and
Clancy Brothers,
tons of Clancy Brothers, and Michael Coleman, who is one of our distant relations, who was a big influence on Irish fiddle playing.
How about you, Bobby?
Well, I'm the poser here. I'm the only one at this table who doesn't have an Irish last name. The Irish heritage I have comes by way of the Appalachian Mountains. It was not a significant part of my upbringing, but as a young person hearing Irish music, I'm just like, this is the music of my soul. I identify as Irish.
It counts. It counts. We don't gatekeep over here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Nobody's ever questioned my pedigree. I just love the music. Mm-hmm.
And
we all do.
And you're also the lead singer of Stout Rebellion.
That's true.
We're going to listen to a little bit. But before, how do you describe your band?
It's, right now, we've taken a turn to the Irish punk direction, which is weird for a guy who's almost 60 to do. But we started as a very much a traditional band, doing all the old, audience participation stuff. I always loved Pete Seeger as a kid. And that's a big part of traditional Irish music. And just recently, I'm like, I want to rock. So we rock. We attempt to rock.
I think we do.
I think we do, actually, yeah.
All right, well, we're going to play a clip of Stout Rebellion.
So come fill up your glass full of brandy and wine, whatever it costs, I will pay. So be easy and free, you're drinking with me, 'cause I'm a man, you know me, every day. So be easy and free, when you're drinking with me, I'm a man you don't meet every day. I get knocked down, but I get up again. Yeah, I'm never gonna keep me down. I get knocked down, but I get up again. Yeah, I'm never gonna keep me down. I get knocked down, but I get up again. Yeah, never gonna keep me down. I get knocked down, but I get up again. Yeah, never gonna keep me down.
All right, well, I can totally see people rocking out to this on Saturday, February 15th.
That's it. So
what are people, this is a little taste of what people are in for.
It is indeed, and I'm happy to say, since we included dancers from the McKeever School of Irish Dance, they set the tone for the evening by getting out on the dance floor, and over the past couple of years, that's just continued well into the evening, thankfully.
That's awesome. I watched them one time at Clara, and they are incredibly talented.
They are.
Bobby, what do you love being part of Irish Palooza?
I love Irish Palooza for exactly the reason that James just alluded to, which is that it's multi-generational. And it is very much a variety show, I think, in an old-fashioned way. Mm-hmm. It starts with the kids and the dancing, and James is there playing in a trad band. And then you've got multiple Irish bands that rock to various degrees after that. So it's just a lot of fun, a lot of different things to hear, and a lot of different people there to experience it.
Yeah, and we have another taste as well, because Mike, you're the lead singer of Whiskey and Stitches. It's an Irish-American pub band, and we were reading a review in SNR, Sacramento News and Review, that described the band as both angry and jubilant.
That was that Rachel LeBrock's?
Yes.
Yeah, that's probably one of my favorite ones ever. I think we were also detached from reality slightly, and that was fine. Yeah, Irish Palooza, it showcases what we can do differently. There's traditional. There's very very punkish. There's Whiskey and Stitches. We're approaching it from kind of an American perspective, so we bring in a lot of bluegrass and traditional Americana and old-timey tunes that also incorporates blues and just different songs of the African diaspora. Our influences are not just Irish music.
Diverse.
Anything from Norteño to South American songs, it's everywhere.
I love it. Well, let's listen to a little bit of Whiskey and Stitches.
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes, the pipes are calling from the Midland and down the mountain side. The summer's gone and all summer's in the meadow, or when
love that. I love the energy. It just, I can totally see why Irish Palooza has been going on now for more than a decade, because I don't know how you stay seated for, you know, for the evening at Harlow's.
Yeah.
Not a lot of ballads going on that night.
Right.
Not a lot. We keep it fun.
It's a high energy event, thankfully.
A lot of 1, 2, 3, 4.
1, 2, 3, 4.
So people are going to want to go. What should they know? Where do they get tickets? And just kind of the 101.
Yeah, so February 15th, the show starts at 6:30, and it starts off with McKeever dancers and some traditional music. They can get tickets at Harlow's online or the evening of the event. And the show progresses from traditional to folk rock to rock to punk. It gets decidedly more punky as the evening continues. So choose your taste. Come early if you like the folk and traditional stuff.
Yeah.
It's still an early show. We'll get you out of there by 9, 9:30.
Yeah.
To go home, watch Severance.
Somewhere in there. It is an all-ages show, too. And dancers from the McKeever dancers can be quite young. So we like that. The show's had quite a different spirit since we included dancers from the McKeever school.
Yeah. When we say punk, I mean, we don't.
Yeah. Nobody's throwing chairs or anything.
Yeah. Nobody's going to get spit on or anything
like
that.
It's like PG-13 punk.
It's more the beats per minute. It's like anything over 120.
Yeah. So it's just the speed.
Yeah.
Pogues punk.
Yeah. Uh-huh. We're all very nice boys.
I can attest to that. Well, James, Mike, and Bobby, thank you so much for stopping by.
Such a pleasure to be
here. Thank you.
And that was James Wilson, Bobby Waller, and Mike McCarrick. All three will be performing along with their respective bands this weekend at the annual celebration of Irish American culture in Sacramento. Irish Palooza starts at 6:30 p.m. this Saturday at Harlow's in Midtown Sacramento. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insights. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Sarit Lashinsky and Jen Picard. Our digital producer is Chris Feltz. Our audio engineer is Tyler Webb. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones. Our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great 3-day weekend.